getting along from the standpoint of fairness, and I want it to be fair. We want to help Europe, but it has to be fair. Right now, the burden sharing has been largely on the United States, as the president will say, and he understands that. And he understands that the United States can only do so much in fairness to the United States. So we're rebuilding our military. We just had approved $716 billion. The year before that, we had $700 billion. So we're almost completely rebuilding our military with the latest and the greatest. And we want to absolutely be there. We want to help. We want to be a part of it. But different countries have to also help. That's only fair. And I think the president, we've already discussed this, and the president and I very much agree on that.
I do agree. I think we work very closely together in Syria. President Trump reminded you what happened the 13th of April this year, a superb operation against chemical weapons. He was there. And we work very closely together in Middle East, in Africa, and so on. But it's unfair to have the European security today being assured just by the United States, and we need a much better burden sharing. That's why I do believe that we need more European capacities, more European defense, in order to take this part of the burden. What President Trump has to protect or to defend one of the states of the United States, he doesn't ask France or Germany or another government of Europe to finance it. That's why I do believe that we need more investment. It's exactly what we do in France. It's the first increase in terms of budget for defense for the coming years. We will reach the 2%. But that's why I do believe that we need more European defense. Thank you.
Thank you.